it's happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
New York or the Tri-State, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And yesterday, the headlines screamed it out all over the place. New York Post, NewJersey.com, etc. The governor that came to office 3 years ago and said when he was campaigning that one of his primary goals as governor, we're talking about Phil Murphy, was going to be to legalize marijuana use and normalize it in 100 days. It took him nearly 3 years to get there. But is that a good thing? And specifically for those of you listening today that have questions about this, as it impacts the work of the church and the work of trying to tell people about the good news of Jesus Christ, does that make a difference? Does that law, that legalization, impact your ability to do that? Someone who has tried to work this through is the pastor of theology at Emergence Church in New Jersey, and they're facing it in the state of New Jersey. They're facing it as a church. So I thought it would be a great conversation to have today. Doug Becker is his name, and he's back with us. Doug, I appreciate you coming back on the show today. Not an easy topic because there's a lot of strong emotion about this, but I know that you did what's called a Theology Thursday for your church not long ago, dealing with this specifically. And I know that there are a lot of people wondering what the Bible has to say about the legalization of marijuana. So let's dig into this. First of all, what do you think are the most important things Christians should let their thinking about this be guided by?
Well, hey, Kevin, it's great to be with you, and thank you for asking me to be on your show. This is very much a multifaceted issue. There's a couple different angles on this, and obviously I think primarily what we need to be concerned with are questions regarding our witness in the world, our ability to share the gospel with people, our ability to love God and love our neighbors. And there are questions regarding the ethics of it, whether it's appropriate for us to do, how we would counsel others. And all those are things that I think the scriptures do speak to, although obviously the scriptures themselves do not touch on the topic of marijuana itself. I think there's a lot of things that the scriptures
guiding guiding principles is what we would traditionally call that idea, that while there may not be a specific topic addressed in the text of scripture, such as abortion, for example, explicitly, there's wisdom that can be gained from the totality of scripture as it pertains to Christian thinking about it. That's what you're saying.
Yes. Just as Jesus did when he answered questions on marriage, for example, right? He went back to the creation narrative. Drew principles from that, what God has brought together, let no man separate. That's the same kind of thing that we want to be able to do here.
So what are some of those guiding principles?
All right. Well, a couple of things that have been helpful for me in my thinking, and I think we're all on journey with this, but for one thing, I always want to say that Christians do have an obligation to submit to the laws of civil government. Right. As Paul says in Romans 13, in Titus 3, Peter says in 1 Peter 2, verses 13 through 17, that we are to be subject to the governing authorities. Now, living in New Jersey, we live in a state in which it is has become legal and is becoming increasingly legal. But I'm not sure that ends the question there, because federally, marijuana is still illegal. I personally, and I think people are going to differ on their answers to this question, but I personally cannot get around that to seeing it as to thinking that issue is resolved. I think for the Christian, we are still obliged to follow the laws of the federal government as well as the state governments. So in my opinion, I do not think as a Christian living in New Jersey that it would be that I would be permitted to even if it's just on those grounds, because it is still federally illegal.
In clear conscience is what you're talking about. We're speaking with Doug Becker, who's the pastor of theology for Emergence Church in New Jersey, talking about yesterday's decision by Phil Murphy to sign three bills and basically launch the marijuana industry in New Jersey. This will put an end to thousands of people being arrested, and it, of course, now makes smoking weed in the Garden State on the state level legal. But as you just heard from Doug, that we've got the federal overriding guidance of this. Let me ask you, Doug, very quickly, very briefly, beyond the legal ramifications, what are the biblical governing principles for the issue of something that may, in fact, change a person's state of mind, what they are, how they are governed by a substance that that can impact and maybe even cause them to lose control of their actual, you know, faculties, even if it's for a brief period of time?
Yeah. So while I rejoice in that, I do think that it's, marijuana laws have been used to criminalize people and send people to jail maybe who don't really, belong there. So I think there are some unjustness to some of the marijuana laws that have been in place. I think you hit the nail on the head that there is a question about inebriation, intoxication that the scriptures do speak to. So as anybody who knows the Bible will know, the issue is a little bit complicated because there are positive ways in which it speaks of drunkenness, okay, and that's the relevant touch point here. For example, the flowing of wine is something that characterizes the messianic kingdom in a lot of passages in the Old Testament. For example, Amos 9:13-14. However, inebriation and intoxication are roundly condemned in the scriptures for a variety of different reasons. So, for example, Paul tells us in Ephesians 5:18, do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit. Likewise, I tend to think of the idea of sober-mindedness, which we find in the scripture, which is not, of course, doesn't just mean free from intoxication. It means clear-headedness, clear thinking. But this is a frequent qualification for overseers and elders, that the people who are serious about the kingdom of God, especially in leadership, need to be clear-headed. A verse that I think is very relevant to us is 1 Peter 1:13, where the apostle says, therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
This idea that literally it says, gird up the loins of your mind. So the way I think of it is I don't want to be putting stuff in my body that is purposely going to dull my mind. Like, I need to be present in order to minister to them, in order to be there for my family, for my church, and for my God. And
let's pick up on that as we continue with Doug Becker. Stay with us.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We're talking with Doug Becker about the breaking news that Governor Phil Murphy signed three bills yesterday launching a marijuana industry in the state of New Jersey. This will now not just make it available for what is considered medical purposes, et cetera. This was an attempt to, on a state level, launch complete recreational use. He signed the bills Monday morning without any fanfare. He just signed them and just let them become law on the state level. Now, there's some constitutional debate here as to whether they will be allowed to go into effect because you have federal law that conflicts with it. But I think that it's important that as Christians are trying to live soberly in the day in which we live, that we think clearly about these things. And so Emergence Church did something that was rather remarkable. They do something that's rather remarkable. They have theological Thursdays where their pastor of theology will simply take a subject matter and apply rigorous Bible wisdom to it. And that's what we're doing with Doug Becker from Emergence today. Doug, you were talking about the need to be more or less sober minded as we were talking going to break. We talked about the legality of it. Is there any other principle that governs how Christians should consider, think, ponder, contemplate what marijuana use means in 2021 if they do live in New Jersey right now.
Right. So, yeah, so I just made the brief case that we need to avoid, that it's important to avoid inebriation. And again, I want to just underscore that. Like, for example, if you look twice in the letter of 1 Corinthians, one in chapter 5 and another in chapter 6, Paul says that drunkards are excluded from the kingdom of God, right, alongside with, like, sexually immoral people and then things like that, that this is a sin that God takes seriously, this idea of inebriation. On the other hand, we want to be a little bit careful because these substances that do have medicinal value are not, it's not always an open and shut case with them, right? And so I think it's fairly well known that there are medical benefits to substances in cannabis, particularly CBD. And that's something I think it's important to acknowledge. In cannabis, there are two chemicals that are kind of relevant to this discussion. One is THC, which produces the psychoactive effect, the high. The other is another chemical called CBD,
right,
which can give a lot of the good medical benefits without the high. And so, you know, when we're talking about, you often hear about how it's helpful to people with seizures or pain or maybe getting Parkinson's, things like that. A lot of those effects can be had without the high. And I think with any drug, even like painkillers your doctor might prescribe to you, right? Like, you want to be able to use them in a way in which you get their good therapeutic effects, but in a way in which it doesn't become abusive, in which it doesn't become destructive to your life.
I think that is very clear and helpful, Doug, because it is clear that the THC is the destructive side of this. And I appreciate your time coming on with us today. Thank you so much. Friends, stay with us. The Big News Hour is next. It's Kevin McCullough.